Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Berlin Vilford, and welcome to Solomon Wise. Today, I am going to talk about Proverbs 18, verse 16. Why is it important for you, for me, to discover my purpose, to discover your gift, and begin to nurture that gift, begin to feed it on a regular basis? Why is it important? I heard this saying about once you are filled, that's when you begin to spill over. Once the leader is filled with wisdom and knowledge and understanding, that's when he begins to spill all these knowledge and wisdom and insight to his followers. Now, we were all born to be leaders in what we do best. So it's very important to discover what you are best at. It's important to discover what your purpose is, because we have people waking up every day, going to careers, going to jobs that they're not satisfied, that they're actually running away from. You know, you're going to work, and at the same time, you're running away from your work. You're physically going to work, but your mind is running away from what you're doing every day. And I say it's because we have not discovered what our purpose is. We have not take the time to seek to discover our gift. Once we find that, then our work become easier, because once you leave your job, you know, once you go to your 9-to-5, you know, you work your little 40 hours for the week, then your weekend is spent working on your gifts, feeding your gifts, nurturing your gifts. And once Monday comes again, then it's like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna do this. This is just temporary. My job right now, this career right now, I've discovered my gift, and this career thing, this job thing, this 9-to-5 thing, it's just temporary. Therefore, it's okay for now, because I know I'm not gonna be in this job forever. I'm not gonna be hearing this crazy boss telling me what to do like this forever, because once I get home at 5:30, I eat my little meal, and I kiss my kids, I kiss my wife, I kiss my husband. I'm thinking about working on my gift. I'm feeding my gift afterward. I'm feeding my purpose. You know, imagine that. Imagine the, when you get home from work, from your 9-to-5 or whatever you do currently, from your little McDonald's job. I mean, it doesn't really matter what you do right now. Imagine once you get home, there is something that gives you more life, that gives you enough energy to start the next day. Even though you're doing something that you know it's not what you're supposed to be doing, it's just temporary. Imagine you get home, the things that you do when you are in your free time, when you're not on the clock, this thing gives you enough energy to go back on the clock. Like, I don't know if this makes sense. Just knowing that what you do right now is not temporary is, to me, is insightful enough. It's energized enough. Like, man, this job is just temporary because I've discovered my gift. I've discovered what my purpose. I've discovered my purpose, and I'm nurturing it. I'm feeding it, and soon I'll be ready to start serving the world with it. So here's a few reasons. I didn't even get into the Proverbs yet. Proverb 18, verse 16. If you have your Bible, just read it, open it, and you'll see what it says. But I didn't even start getting into the Proverbs yet, because it's like, it's just that powerful for me. That's insightful for me, that it's important to discover what your gifts are, what you're good at, and what your strength is, and what your purpose is. Because once you discover that, everything else, everything else becomes easier. It's not really painful anymore to go to work, because you know your work is your job. It's just temporary. I think I've emphasized this enough. Okay, so let's go to the proverb. Proverb 18, verse 16 says, "A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men." Now, when it's like in the Bible, when it refers to men, it doesn't really mean man as the gender, male. It refers to mankind. So men's kind, like your gift, either if you're a female or a male, whoever's listening to this, your gift, once you discover that gift, once you discover that purpose, and you begin to feed it, number one is to discover it. Number one is like, wow, okay, this is what I'm meant to do. On my last podcast, I talk about like how once you know what your purpose is, it's the thing that's gonna bring you energy. It's gonna bring you more life. Once you in that action, you acting on that purpose, you feel energized rather than stress or drain or tired or bored. Once you in your purpose, it's pure energy. You feel alive. So that's the thing. That's the thing that you got to discover. The things that gives you pure energy, the things that gives you life. Like for me, talking to you guys about these proverbs, discovering little insights, little aha moment in these proverbs, that gives me energy. I love it. I love talking about them, because I believe the world needs wisdom, and we are in a falling world. We have family breaking apart. We have kids disrespecting their parents. We have, all kind of craziness happening in the world. And my answer to all that is because there is a lack of wisdom. And studying these wisdom of Solomon brings me life. It gives me so much joy to find something new that I didn't see before. It's awesome. So now I'm not saying this is all my purpose. To me, this is part of it. And studying these, that's a way for me to nurture and feed this gift, this particular gift and purpose in my life right now. So once you discover your gift, once you discover your purpose, and you begin to feed it, this thing that gives you extreme energy, it energizes you, it makes you feel alive. Once you're in it, time flies. You're not looking at the time. This thing. Well, once you become so great at it, to the point where it's easier and easier for you, well, it will make room for you and brings you before great men, before kings, before prime ministers. You see what I'm saying? That's what the Proverbs is telling you. It's important to nurture your gift. It's important to feed your gift, feed your purpose, to the point where wherever you go, this gift will make room for you. People will need your assistance, because they'll think of you first whenever a problems arise in that particular area. You see what I'm saying? And that's what the proverb is telling us. Okay? So here's a few reasons why it's important to discover your gift. One reason is this. It will make room for you before great men. Okay? As it says, state directly in the proverb and in the book. You get to serve the world. You get to serve the world with it. And brings the whole idea of serving the world with it is to bring life to people. It's to bring power to people. There is no such thing as, there's no worse thing than being, feeling not powerful. And if you can bring a sense of power to people's life, a sense of aliveness, then you are serving the world. So that's one reason to actually seek to discover your gift and start nurturing and start feeding it. Number two reason is that, number one was that you will be standing before kings, not ordinary men. Number two is that you get to serve the world with it and bring more life to people's, to bring more life to people. And number three reason is this: you are glorifying God with your gifts, because God works through you to actually serve the world. So by discovering your gift and nurturing it, you in turn glorifying God, and God can actually begin to work through you, because that's his original purpose, is my kingdom come, is basically using us human to work through us to serve, to create a better world. So once you discover your gift, God begins to work through you to create this heavenly on earth. Okay? So I heard this quote the other day about movement, how we waiting on God to do things for us rather than start moving ourselves. Because if we don't move, God cannot move. So it's time to start seeking and discover what your purpose is and begin to nurture it. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some time. And I commend you, my friend, not to be lazy on this, because it's life. Discovering what God's purpose is for your life is life. Okay? I think I'm done. I think I'm gibbering too much. And I don't think I have anything else to say on this subject for now. Because the cool thing about the proverb is this, the Bible in general is this, you read it once, it comes back to you, and you read it again, it brings new stuff, new ideas, new insight, new ha-ha moments. All right, here's my 15 minutes of wisdom, I guess. Seek to discover your gift, because by discovering, it will make room for you and brings you before great men. All right, that's all I have for today. Keep it cool and breezy. Stay wise, and God bless.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.